Classical musicians from the West find huge and enthusiastic audiences in China, and now one Chinese conductor wants his culture to be heard more clearly in the West. NPR's Anastasia Tsioulkas reports on a new project that's being launched tonight with the New York Philharmonic.
Conductor Long Yu is a man used to thinking big. He leads three orchestras, the Shanghai Symphony, the Guangzhou Symphony, and Beijing's China Philharmonic, which he founded. He also helped create a music academy.
Everybody knows that today we have a large number of young people who are learning classical music and who appreciate very much the classical music. We have 40 million kids are learning instruments in China, which is unbelievable.
Yu also guest conducts top-tier orchestras in this country, and he thinks it's high time for that interest in music to flow both ways. So he's come up with Compose 2020. He's kicking it off tonight with the U.S. premiere of a piece by Chinese composer Zhao Lin. The work features cellist Yo-Yo Ma and fellow virtuoso Wu Tong, who plays a Chinese wind instrument called the sheng. Over the next 5 years, Yu plans to present 20 new works by prominent Chinese composers here and in Europe, and 20 by well-known Americans and Europeans in China. The list includes Krzysztof Penderecki and John Adams, and Chen Qigong and Ye Xiaogang.
A lot of people think China is very interesting today, but how much you know about China, how much you know about Chinese music, how much you know about the young generation?
China loves to make big announcements, and once you do that, it becomes real in a way, it becomes a lot more tangible.
Ken Smith writes about music for the Financial Times of London. He's also a longtime, up-close observer of the Chinese cultural scene. He says the young generation that Long Yu wants Western audiences to get to know could be called Generation Startup.
From about 2001, I would say, the Ministry of Culture said in no uncertain terms they're no longer funding culture. They didn't stop censoring, but you know, their job was not anymore to put it up and administrate it. They needed an entire middle class of managers to do that. And they were, fortunately, starting to come back from schooling in New York, schooling in Berlin, knowing, you know, at least the rudiments of arts administration.
Conductor Long Yu is one of those who studied abroad.
I really thankful that I'm living today because I was born in the 60s. And I grew up during the 70s, and everyone knows this is during the very difficult time, that's the Cultural Revolution time. That's how we grew up through that. And then I belong to the first generation went abroad to study in West in the 80s. And I also belong to the first generation after our graduation, we went back to China.
And that multicultural background gives you special footing, says Ken Smith, to make sure the work of his generation is recognized, both abroad and at home.
Unless something is really well documented and well cemented, you don't know at the end of the day what legacy you will have. In China, it's even worse because, you know, I can't think of a country that has done more to eliminate the work of a previous generation sequentially, you know, over time. The past 100 years, you've seen entire ways of thought eliminated and criminalized, basically. In this kind of situation, the more people who are involved in this internationally and the more people who are looking at it, the harder it is for them to say no. To have something like this go out at this level of profile, it will be noticed.
And if anyone is in a position to make the Compose 2020 cultural exchange happen, it's Long Yu. Anastasia Tsioulkas, NPR News, New York.